They've been sitting there since the Iranian military made threats, but there's another factor, not just their security, their insurance status. The Lloyd's market has something called a Joint War Committee, which assesses what it calls war-related perils for shipping. And they have expanded the area of what they consider to be high risk in the last few days to include Kuwait, Qatar, a wider area of the Gulf. And that simply means the insurance those ships set out with may no longer apply. So they insist they are insured, but they're having to reassess the risk. Reinsurance will come in due course, and then owners can decide whether to move their ships. For now, they are static, and traffic through the Straits of Hormuz has collapsed. What's going up is the cost, not just of shipping, but almost certainly the cost of insuring these vessels. Premiums will rise. There is an offer from Donald Trump made via social media that an American financial institution will offer insurance. But here, they don't know what that means.
The detail of such a scheme hasn't been given to anyone so far as we know, and it will take time to work it out. And the appetite is unknown.